I've got type 2 diabetes. Now, every diabetic will have a different story to tell, and my story will be different, not representative necessarily, but this is my story. Diabetes is a chronic condition. It's something that you have for life, for the rest of your life. We've always told, and this is true, that there is no cure, only control. So how was I diagnosed? Well, I remember it was just after my 50th birthday. I decided to go to see my GP. In fact, I saw a nurse because I was worried. There is a strong family history in my family, and I hadn't been tested for about 10 years. And I had symptoms. They were mild. They weren't the classic symptoms of thirst and tiredness, but they were there nevertheless, like I had vaginal thrush for ages and sometimes blurred vision. And also, whenever I got a cold, it wouldn't go away for a long time. So I knew something was not right. But obviously, I didn't really want to know. I remember she took a urine sample, and from the corner of my eye, I could see that the sample had gone black, very dark. And then she said, "Oh, this is not good." So I had a blood test for the fasting glucose blood test, and then what's called an HbA1c test, which measures your blood glucose over several weeks, which is a really good test. And I'm afraid the results were bad. I had, well, quite severe diabetes, which means I'd had it for several years before without being diagnosed, which is common. I really should have gone to be checked before, but because I didn't have the classic symptoms, I thought I was all right. At the time, I was also diagnosed with high blood pressure. The thing about it, because I have a strong family history of diabetes, I knew that I was at risk of it. And this prepared me, in a way, this prepared me to accept the diagnosis. So I was started on treatment immediately because the condition was quite serious. I was started on metformin, also blood pressure medication. But I was also encouraged to look at my diet. And I've been a vegetarian all my adult life, and I've always had a very healthy diet. However, I knew that I could cut down on sugars. So I went through every single food, including milk, cow's milk, looking at how much sugars they had. And I cut down drastically on the actual sugars, probably down to only about 20% of the sugars that I used to eat before. In terms of the main carbohydrate, I looked at all the carbohydrates I was eating and saw which one made my blood glucose rise, and so cut down on those drastically and kept the ones which don't let my blood glucose rise so much. But I also cut down on those gradually over the months and even over the years. I don't have a no-carb or extremely low-carb diet, but I have limited my carbs because I need to, otherwise the control is not good enough. In terms of the exercise, I've always done loads of exercise. I was a dancer in the past, professionally, very fit, martial artist. Now I work as a gardener. I do loads of DIY. I'm always landscaping. I cycle. I go on walking holidays. My fitness level are really good. and I sleep a lot. I look after myself. I don't smoke. I look after myself because my body is really important to me. So the main thing I could change, improve on, was the diet. When people say to me, "Oh, how do you control your diabetes? Do you control it with diet or medication?" I always say both. I control it with diet and medication, because without changing the diet, I know it would not be as controlled as it is now. Because of those changes I made, I did lose some weight. Not a lot, but some. And the diabetes control improved drastically and rapidly. I've always felt that my condition should be controlled really well. So, a year after I was diagnosed, I felt that the blood pressure control and the diabetes were not controlled quite well enough. So I got a second medication for the blood pressure, and we increased the metformin. My targets, if you like, my glucose level targets have always been slightly lower than what the GP recommends, although now I know those targets have tightened up and I'm in line with those targets. But at the time, mine were slightly lower. And this is why I wanted to increase the medication. And that lasted for 3 years. But 4 years after being diagnosed, the blood pressure was fine, but the diabetes was progressing, essentially. So I was started on a second drug, which is the second line of medication. The drug I'm taking is called gliclazide, but I've started on the low dose. And that obviously will be going up, but I'm still on the low dose. And I've now been maintained on this drug treatment for a while, and I'm managing to control the diabetes to within normal range or pre-diabetic range. I am always aware, because I take blood glucose readings every day, I'm always aware of how it's doing, whether the readings are good or bad, changing, and the trend over time. This is something that you live with, and it never goes away. You live with it, you accept it, but you can't completely forget about it. It's there in the back of your mind. What you've eaten will affect how your readings are, and the test will show whether there is progression or not. Every 6 months I have a test which indicates the overall control, and so I can tell whether it's stable or progressing. This relentless awareness of the condition is kind of spooky in a sense, because on one level I'm not ill. I don't have any problems. I feel as healthy, as fit, as energetic as before I was diagnosed. But I know that inside my body, changes have happened and changes are continuing to happen, which will affect my health in the long term. And it feels quite spooky. It feels like a silent condition that is there, but it's kind of gnawing at you. Because of this worry about the progression of the disease and wanting to achieve the best control as possible and slow down the progression of the illness, one is always looking for better ways of controlling the problem. So there are phases where in the past I've tried various complementary medicines together with the standard medication. I tried them for a while and then I realized that they didn't make any difference, so I stopped them, and then I might try another one. And I've actually stopped now for a while, but I expect again I'll come across something which people say, oh, is really good for controlling diabetes, and so I'll try that again. It's a constant trying to control and make it progress slower. It also means there's constant discipline and motivation about it. I am missing out on all the foods that I no longer eat. I mean, when I go to the supermarket, there are, because I'm vegetarian as well, there are many aisles where I don't go, because all the aisles with cakes and sweets and crisps, I didn't eat them much, but I used to have some of them, now out of bound. And so much of the food, which you take for granted, I have to be really careful about. So there's this constant discipline, and you do feel that you're missing out. I mean, you give yourself treats, like, for example, potatoes are really bad in the sense that they raise my glucose level really high. But I allow myself chips once a month, because otherwise I just get really miserable. And likewise, I make my own bread, not always, but particularly I make my own brioches, which is sweet bread, but I use artificial sugar. And I've got several different types of brioches, some with almonds, and a very nice brioche I make is with saffron. And another one recently, I realized that cocoa powder has actually got no sugars or hardly any carbohydrates at all. So I've got now cocoa and coconut brioche, which is totally wonderful. So I'm compensating. I'm always trying to find ways of enjoying the food I eat, because it's really important. But at the same time, I'm always aware that I'm missing out. And it's a discipline which can, again, gnaw at you. I know I have to control this condition really well, because as it happens, I have what's called background retinopathy. Funnily enough, I didn't have it when I was diagnosed, but it developed since then. So even with good control, I know that the problem is still there. And retinopathy can develop and you become blind. I mean, my grandmother was blind when she died, and so I'm really aware that I have to control this well, but at the same time I still have to live my life and enjoy it. So you develop all sorts of strategies. So diabetes has physical effects on our lives. Obviously, I've just mentioned retinopathy, and then there's always the worry of heart disease or strokes or problem with nerves. But the physical element is not the only one. There is a psychological effect as well, obviously. I mean, all conditions, all illnesses do. What's particular about diabetes is that it's very hard not to blame ourselves, not to blame ourselves for having it in the first place, and also for not controlling it well enough, for not stopping the progression. So it's very hard not to blame ourselves, and also not to be defeated by this kind of progressive illness. And one has to remain positive. One has to have a very positive attitude to life. And I guess everybody being different, some people cope with it better than other people. But it's definitely a psychological burden that you have to deal with. There is a third burden, if you like, which is to do with society's perception of diabetes, type 2 diabetes I'm talking about. Because it's very much in the press and in people's mind at the moment to do with the obesity epidemic, that diabetes, type 2 diabetes, is described as a lifestyle condition, i.e. your lifestyle causes the condition. Therefore, you are responsible for getting it. I do say to people, I'm diabetic, and they fine about it, but I know that in society in general, one wouldn't get that much support or that much sympathy for being diabetic. Now, I want to be blunt about this, because I feel quite strongly that for some of us, yes, lifestyle is the major cause of the illness, but for some of us, it's not. I always had an extremely healthy, physical, fit lifestyle and diet, and I'm still diabetic. The condition is complex and has many factors involved. For some of us, the genetic factors are very important. I mean, I have very strong family history from my mother's side, a grandmother, aunt, my mother, a cousin, all type 2 diabetics and me. I'm also diagnosed with what's called metabolic syndrome, in the sense that I have 3 of the conditions which describe the problem. I have central obesity, as it's defined. I have high blood pressure and I have insulin resistance. Now, about the central obesity, I have normal level of fats in my body. So I'm not overweight in terms of the fat levels. However, I've always had the fat in the center of my body more than on my hips or my bum. And why is it that some of us develop this type of central obesity, some of us develop high blood pressure and insulin resistance, whilst other people don't? There must be reasons for this. I mean, you suspect genetic factors, but there might be other reasons for this. So I wanted to sort of emphasize the fact that diabetes is a complex condition and it should not be judged simply by the question of lifestyle. When I was diagnosed, and often after that, when people find out I'm diabetic, I say to them, my genes have caught up with me. It's a way of coping for me, but it's also the truth. To finish with the interview, I want to praise metformin. I know I'm really lucky because of all the medication I take, I don't have side effects. I mean, very, very mild, and nothing which bothers me or is unpleasant or a problem. So I'm really lucky because I know some people do have bothering and side effects which put them off, and that means they have to change drugs. I'm really, really grateful for metformin, because of all the medication, it actually improved my diabetes the most to start with. I mean, the blood glucose readings dropped dramatically with metformin. And it also helped me lose the weight that I lost, because I think I had reduced the insulin resistance in my body because I was absorbing the glucose better in my cells. I was less hungry. I needed to eat less to compensate for all this glucose not being absorbed properly. And I think because I was less hungry, I had to eat less. And that helped me as well, balancing the whole metabolic problem and eating what I needed rather than to compensate for the diabetes. I mean, this is my interpretation, and not everybody would agree that metformin is good that way, but I feel it really helped me. I also have, if you like, a historical kind of fondness for it, because my mother took it as a diabetic in Switzerland, where I come from. It's called glucophage, the drug which eats glucose, and it was developed in France. Therefore, it was recommended, it was adopted in Switzerland maybe earlier even than in Britain, but I don't know about that. But anyway, she was on glucophage, metformin, and I was always aware as a child of the medication being really helpful to her. So I'm fond of it in terms of my own history as well as my personal history. And I'm fascinated by the fact that the original molecule, the original compound, was found in a plant, the goat's rue, and then developed and changed and synthesized as a drug. But I just wanted to celebrate the plant which is at the origin of the medication, which is so helpful and so important to me.